Let My Love Open the Door. How about that? Yeah. I'm going to try to bridge the divide today. I'm going to try to bring us together, but I have to do this by explaining some things about the opinions and the proclamations put forth by far-left liberal Democrats. Today, we return to our favorite subject, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And some things you just can't make up. And sometimes when I hear her speak, I'm just taken at how self-absorbed she is. And frankly, how ignorant she is. I mean, I have a selfie video here I want to share with everyone. A video that she took calling out cauliflower as an example of colonialism. Cauliflower. If you grow cauliflower, somehow you're exercising your power, your wealth, your white privilege over people of color in urban gardening. It's a threat to us existentially. It's a problem that must be stamped out. AOC is here, the Caped Crusader, making sure we're all safe from the evils of cauliflower. Bite one, you got to hear it.
When you really think about it, when someone says that it's too hard to do a green space that grows yucca instead of, I don't know, cauliflower or something, what you're doing is that you're taking a colonial approach to environmentalism. And that is why a lot of communities of color get resistant to certain environmentalist movements, because they come with a colonial lens on them. And it should be no surprise that that sometimes a lot of these projects don't work out occasionally, because our communities are naturally in tune to live in an environmentally conscious way. You know, a lot of us are one or two generations removed from living off the land.
You know, when I hear things that are so abjectly stupid, it's hard to respond sometimes at how ridiculous she is. But just so you understand, growing cauliflower is somehow bigoted, racist. It shows your white privilege. It's colonialism by growing cauliflower and not yucca. Right. Because people that come here from other countries are forced to eat cauliflower? Do we make them sit down and eat their vegetables? Is that what we do? You know what? If you don't see cauliflower for being repressive and part of a campaign of white privilege and colonialism, there's something wrong with you. That's the problem. Oh, shoot. Where's my medicine? I knew it was right here. At any rate, so here's AOC. Oh, by the way, if you need a definition of colonialism, I'll share it with you so you can realize just how far gone she is. Colonialism, it's a noun, the policy or practice of a wealthy or powerful nation's maintaining or extending its control over other countries, especially in establishing settlements or exploiting resources. I guess we are exploiting the resource of cauliflower and other mainstream vegetables because we don't include things like yucca and things enjoyed in other countries. Therefore, we're doing something. And if we did that, wouldn't we be co-opting somebody else's culture or something like appropriating culture? You see, I get a headache because there's no rational, logical application to any of this. This is what my mother would aptly call gobbledygook. It's crap. It's all crap. But people get so baffled by the BS that they don't speak up very well. So this is what you're up against. And by the way, I bring this to your attention because this is one of the leaders, the new leaders of the Democrat Party, a person who proclaims cauliflower is part of the existential threat to America and its democracy because it's colonialism at its finest. Because if people grow cauliflower in an urban garden, we have to stamp that out. We have to say no more cauliflower. We must stand up for the Green New Deal. And so as you explore this, remember when they go behind closed doors this morning at 9 o'clock to discuss the impeachment of the president of the United States, this woman will be among those at the very front of the line screaming the loudest and demanding that he be removed. This woman, who is not that far removed from being a bartender and sitting around after work smoking left-handed cigarettes and discussing how to save the planet, will be one of those people making her voice heard to change the direction of your country and mine. This woman will be one of the people taken seriously in the discussion. She's going to be taken seriously. You think about that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez taken seriously. A woman who claims that cauliflower is a threat to us. Maybe I should take more medicine. At any rate, we have very serious things happening in this country. And unfortunately, the narrative is being driven by people on the far left fringe that have no idea what it's like to live in the middle of the country. These are people that lived in New York City. They have no idea what exists beyond New York City for the most part, except maybe Washington. And maybe on rare occasion, they might go someplace crazy like Orlando. But they don't leave the concrete. They don't know what it's like to be a farmer in Iowa or a school teacher in Peoria. They haven't any clue. Because we're forgotten America here. Well, we're forgotten no more, my friends, because we speak up here on this program and elsewhere. There's a whole world going on out here, and we will call it the way we see it every single day. It's Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Sit tight. We got a lot more to get to.